In a darkened classroom, John Davis is on high alert. He's standing in front of a large projector screen holding a .40 caliber Glock handgun. As a filmed scenario plays out on the screen, Davis interacts with the characters.
You respond to a robbery in progress as you identify a suspect fleeing from the building outside.
Stop! Stop, police!
The suspect turns and points a handgun at Davis.
Drop it!
As Davis moves in on the suspect he's shot, an accomplice in a nearby car fires a shotgun. Davis returns fire. The screen fades to black. Davis, a student in the criminal justice program at SOU, turns to get feedback from Sergeant Jason Antley of the Medford Police Department.
So I think that's a pretty much a no-brainer. I mean, you shot that first guy. Why?
Because he pointed a weapon at you.
Yeah.
Antley is operating the computerized training system to present Davis and other students with a variety of scenarios in which they have to make split-second decisions on whether to fire or not. The guns are real Glocks, refit to shoot a laser that registers on the projector screen. Student Serafina Pinsky was faced with a very different situation. On patrol in a park, she comes across a pair of young boys who are handling a pistol. When they see the police officer, the kids panic, and one loosely waves the gun around.
Officer!
Put the gun down.
What do we do?
Put the gun down.
It's on ours. So we didn't do anything.
Turn around.
Antley and Sergeant Jeff Kirkpatrick evaluate Pinsky's handling of the situation.
Good.
Good.
All right, good.
You're thinking.
Yeah.
I like that.
Why didn't you shoot that kid?
He had a gun, but he wasn't pointing it towards me, and he was vocally letting me know that he didn't know what to do, and he put it down without any resistance.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100% with your decision.
After the exercise, Pinsky says it was actually pretty nerve-wracking.
You know, you definitely feel the pressure of having a weapon and being put into a specific situation that is very real-life-like. And ultimately, you know, you have to make the decision whether or not to shoot and take someone's life.
Pinsky says when she graduates, she plans to work in juvenile justice. She doesn't see herself becoming a law enforcement officer. Still, she says,
in the field that I'm going into, I will directly work with police many instances. So I feel like the more exposure that I can get to the trainings that are involved in police activity and get an idea of their perspective on things, I try and involve myself.
Sergeant Antley says the shoot, don't shoot training is designed to put police officers on the spot.
If we can get them accustomed to operating under stress and making good, ethical, lawful decisions under stress and training, that will translate to the same kind of behavior pattern out on the street.
Antley is well aware of the increased scrutiny that recent events have brought to police use of deadly force. He acknowledges that police sometimes make bad decisions. But, he says,
contrary to some people's belief, we do help a lot of people. We help people with mental health issues get services. We help people that are homeless get services. We're solving crime. We do a lot of good work. And it is a bummer that that stuff is not what makes headlines.
Antley says officers need to be aware that what they do is judged not only according to the law and department policy, but in the court of public opinion as well. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.